Welcome to City Minutes. I'm Andrew Carter, and today I'm joined by my colleague Eleanor Magrini, who is a senior analyst at the Centre for Cities, and Pavel Adrian, who is the head of EMEA research at the Indeed Hiring Lab and a research fellow at Regent's Park College. And we're going to be talking about a briefing that Eleanor and Pavel published a little while ago called Where in the UK is it hardest to find a job? Welcome to you both. So, Pavel, let's start with you. Where is it hardest to find a job?
Andrew, we found that the places where it's hardest to find a job in the UK tend to be clustered in the Midlands and in the north of England and some areas of Scotland. And in general, though, we found that competition for jobs across the UK varies very widely. So, for instance, the three places where we're seeing the highest number of local candidates per job vacancy based on recent CVs uploaded or updated on Indeed are Middlesbrough, Sunderland, and Dundee. And the three places on the other end of the spectrum where actually there is the lowest number of candidates per job vacancy are Cambridge, Oxford, and Reading, all cities in the southeast. So in general, we are seeing kind of a north-south divide in terms of competition for jobs, though it's really not that simple because there are also cities in the south of England, like Luton, Plymouth, Southend, and Swansea, that also rank quite high in terms of the number of candidates per available job. The other thing that we found in our briefing is that the places where competition for jobs has increased the most during the COVID crisis tend to be places where competition for jobs was already quite high even before the crisis. So for instance, at the extremes, in Luton, the increase in the number of candidates per position has been six times greater than the increase in candidates per available position in Cambridge, which is at the other end of the spectrum. So whereas pretty much all cities and towns in the UK have experienced an increase in competition for jobs, in some places that increase has been a lot greater.
You also looked at what you term in the briefing blank queries. Can you just say something about that and how that varies across different places?
During the COVID crisis, there's been an increase in what we term blank searches, where people leave the what box blank and just search for all jobs in a given location. That behavior really varies by city. So for instance, in Dundee, the proportion of searches which are blank is 54%, whereas in London, the proportion of blank searches is only 18%. And when we look at this systematically across all the cities that we've looked at, we find that the cities where the labor market is the toughest for job seekers, those cities tend to see a much higher proportion of these blank searches. So the way we interpret that is that job seekers in those places where it's hardest to find a job are casting the widest net in their job search.
Excellent. So, Eleanor, a familiarity to the pattern. So just sort of fill in other details about what else do we know about these sorts of places where competition is greatest or blank queries are highest?
What we see is that the places where competition for job is tougher tend to share a number of similar characteristics. They, first of all, tend to be weaker economies. On average, if we think about the 10 cities with the largest competition for jobs, they tend to be overall 13% less productive than the 10 cities with the lowest competition for job. And these places also tend to have a larger share of population with few or no qualifications. And we know that skills is a key determinant for the success both of people and for places. We also know that the places where competition for job is tough and is getting tougher have been the places hard hit during the pandemic in terms of the economic impact of COVID-19. We know that, for example, if we think about the ability to work from home, we know that fewer than 20% of people in Middlesbrough were able to continue their activity from home during the pandemic, compared to over 40% in places like Cambridge and London. And we also know that as a reflection of what Pavel has just said, that the places where competition for job is tougher also have also seen very large increases in the number of people claiming unemployment benefits since March. And in places like Blackpool and Hull, the claim account rate is now approaching 10%. So there are a lot of people currently unemployed.
Excellent. Okay, so let's turn to what does this mean for policy? Pavel, coming back to you, what does this mean if we think about it from an employer's and the people looking for the jobs? What's the policy implications of from that perspective?
From the standpoint of people looking for a job, finding a job has become a lot tougher in general, but our findings suggest that finding a job is even harder in some places than in others. So our recommendations for job seekers would be to make sure that they search as broadly as possible, think about transferable skills. Also, this is a good time to think about training or retraining for different roles, especially for those where we do still see pockets of opportunity. So for instance, a lot of public sector roles in teaching and healthcare and social care are still recruiting quite actively. We also see recruitment in areas like driving, supply chain. But of course, training takes time and it takes money. So there's scope here for both national and local governments to support people in retraining and in finding those pockets of job opportunity. For employers, this whole picture means that application numbers are likely to be higher in certain cities and towns than in others. And so employers need to make sure that they're set up to process these high volumes of applications and to identify the right candidates for the job, perhaps using technology.
Excellent. And Eleanor, your reflections on what this means for the leveling up agenda?
I mean, what we see in this data is that there is quite widening geographic inequalities across the country. So the places where that already had weaker economies before the crisis are have been hard hit during COVID-19. And this means that the leveling up pledge that the government had in its previous COVID-19 is now more important than ever. Obviously, we know that the government has outlined a number of policy options in the summer statement with their plans for jobs to create job opportunities across the country. And that was welcome. And especially for young people, he presented a package with a number of measures that could help them into the labor market. Building on that, if we look at the analysis in this report, we would also need further investments in adult education and skills to help people that are becoming unemployed to find new jobs, and job creation, especially in those parts of the country that have been hardest hit, in order to ensure that there are job opportunities for the people that are currently made unemployed. And we hope to see more of this measure announced later this year.
Excellent. My thanks to both of you. You can find the briefing, Where in the UK is it hardest to find a job, on our website, and obviously alongside all the other related work that we've been doing in relation to COVID, the labour market, the levelling up agenda, what's happening on our high streets, what's happening in our city centres. But now, thanks very much.